Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Beloved, welcome. We are so delighted you have taken the time out to join us on the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. This is Brother Fidel, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle, your co-host, sitting in for the Honorable Apostle Dr. LaTanya Turner and the prophetic pastor, Pastor Deborah Freeman, a.k.a. Prophetic Pastor D. Free. This broadcast is designed specifically by Holy Spirit with you in mind. It is brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Service time Sunday at 12 noon. I cordially extend an invitation to you and yours to join us in service. The doors of the church have remained open. And as previously stated, we are diligent and complying in obeying the rules of social distancing and sanitizing. But I invite you out Sunday, tomorrow, 12 noon, for an awesome and dynamic service. Beloved, if you are struggling, if your faith is challenged in this crisis called COVID, in this pandemic, if you feel as if you want to panic, you have questions, God has the answers. Please email us with any of your questions. Ask Dr. Turner, the number 8 at gmail.com, ASKDRTURNER, the number 8 at gmail.com. And we would love for you to visit our website, AskDrTurner.org, where you can purchase a copy of Dr. Turner's prayer CD. I cannot say this enough. It is a CD that is encouraging and blessing so many people as we enter into this season of giving, this holiday season. I truly believe it would make an awesome gift for somebody. Bless yourself with one and bless someone else also with one. In times of crisis, beloved, we must constantly remind ourselves and others about the precepts, the principles, and the promises of Almighty God for our lives and for their lives. I received a call recently from two individuals, and they shared with me some serious issues being dealt with in their families, in their respective families. And based on the conversation with them, Holy Spirit released a word to me that I want to share with you, that I hope and pray will strengthen and encourage you in this difficult time and seasons and the ones to come. I want to leave you with a subject, and it is this: focus on the plan and not the problem. Again, focus on the plan and not the problem. And I won't keep you in suspense concerning this plan, because you may be dealing with some serious crisis, serious problems right now. The plan, ladies and gentlemen, is recorded in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Allow me to read it from the Amplified Bible. God, speaking through his prophet Jeremiah, tells his people, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Listen, God's plan is a plan of peace. It is a plan of well-being. It is a plan to give you hope for your future. Peace and well-being, again, not for disaster. This is a scripture that you have to personalize, especially in light of what is taking place in the world today. As if the pandemic was not enough to deal with, there is so much chaos and confusion, and we know that God is not the author of confusion. Do not allow the problems you are dealing with to confuse and to distract you. This is the goal of the enemy, the goal of the adversary. He is subtle. He is slick. He will attempt to confuse and to distract you in order to get you to lose hope that you will not confide or expect God to bring forth deliverance. You must view every problem, every crisis, in light of what God has spoken concerning you. Again, I say, make it personal. Jeremiah 29 and 11 at the time was written to the Jews of Jeremiah's day, but it applies to you because of your connection to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are in the heat of the battle, speak it, release it into the atmosphere because there is power in the spoken word. Remember the scripture, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So words matter. God says, bring my word back to my remembrance. Not that God is forgetful because he's the Ancient of Days or he has amnesia. No, he wants you to bring the words, glory to God, that he has spoken to you through the Bible back to him. Don't allow yourself to continually speak the problem. No, learn to speak the solution. Speak your expectation. And your expectation should be God's plans for your present and for your future to be fulfilled. God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. If it came from the mouth of God, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, not one jot nor tittle shall pass from his word. His word is full of promises concerning you. Remember, a plan of peace, peace in the midst of the storm, hope when you feel like you can't go on anymore. Let's look at the Hebrew definition of the word peace. It is such a loaded word. It encapsulates, beloved, so much of what the Lord desires and has for you, has for me, has for his people. That Hebrew word, shalom, means your safety. It represents your well-being. And I love the next two words that define peace. They are health and prosperity. It is not a matter of if, but when all of us will deal with problems of varying degrees. No matter how difficult they are, they pale in comparisons to God's thoughts and plans for your life. Now, this is a great segue for my next scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, but also writing to all that would read it under the unction of the Holy Ghost. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I know you're saying, bald eagle, this doesn't feel light. That is because you are carrying the weight of the problem, carrying the weight of the affliction in your mind, on your heart. And when you do that, it will weigh heavily on your heart and on your mind. Jesus Christ said, look, you know, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Apostle Paul was not making light of it when he called it a light affliction, no pun intended. Holy Spirit wants us to focus on the far more exceeding eternal weight of glory you will carry, I will carry throughout eternity. When you compare the glory that you will carry throughout eternity with the problems, the affliction you are dealing with and will deal with, the heaviness will go away. And your mind and your heart will have the peace, the shalom of God, that Holy Spirit referenced through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29, beginning at verse 12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me And you shall find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. The adversary would like for your heart and your minds to be fixated on the problems and not God's promises. He wants you to focus on the crisis and not the Christ. He wants you to focus on the affliction and not the fact that you are anointed to overcome. Again, Jeremiah 29, actually verses 12 and 13. He says, then you shall call upon me, God speaking to his people, speaking to you, and you shall go and pray unto me. And I will what? Listen, I will hearken, I will hear you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. There's a constant attempt of the enemy to barrage our hearts and minds. Glory to God, with negativity, with fear and worry and anxiety. But we must allow God to guard up our minds, to gird up our hearts. I cannot stress this enough. In times of crisis, you have the tools in your biblical tool pen, in your tool chest, not only to get through whatever you're dealing with, but to help others to overcome. It's not just for you, but it is also for those who you will come in contact with now who are at their wits' ends, who are about to throw in the towel. Some may be suicidal, and God is bringing you through in order that you may help to deliver others. He may use you to deliver others. Jeremiah 29, 12 to 13, two of the most powerful tools in the tool chest are listed here. Number one, prayer. God instructs his people to call upon him in prayer. And we must know that when we're calling, that he is a God that not only hears, but he will answer. And remember, in the model prayer, Jesus instructed them to pray what? That God's will would be done, right? That his kingdom would come, his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we cannot get so desperate in our prayers, beloved, you know, that we're just trying to find a way of escape out of the situation. We must be able to have that shalom, have that peace, have that calmness in the midst of the storm as we seek Almighty God for his will, his purpose, his plan to be done. We may not understand in the midst of it how he's going to manifest his will, but we can trust in the fact that his will, his determination of the outcome will be the best possible outcome that we can have. And this is why we have faith, we have trust in him, that God has our best interests at heart. So he tells his people, he tells us, call upon me in prayer, and I will listen to you. He said, seek him and you shall find him. But the seeking must be done with all of your heart. I know there's an encroachment of things that are negative, constantly trying to come and take up space in your heart and mind. But you must fight. You must battle. You must have the kind of faith that repels. Again, I quote something that I've quoted before in terms of Paul speaking of the armor in Ephesians 6 when he says, above all, taking the shield of faith that we may be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, the fiery darts of the wicked one. There is a constant attempt of the enemy to just unleash again a barrage of fiery darts against our minds, because if he can cripple our minds, if he can cripple our faith, then he has won the battle. So God says, look, not only pray, but seek. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Now that word seek is the word bakash, B-A-Q-A-S-H in the Hebrew. And it means to search out specifically in worship or prayer. So worship and prayer represent a dynamic duo that will help you in the most difficult crisis. In the book of Acts, when Paul and Silas are beaten and thrown in the inner prison and their feet are fastened with stocks, the Bible lets us know that at midnight, Paul and Silas, what? Prayed and sang praises unto God. In other words, they prayed and they worshiped. They prayed and they prayed. They prayed and they worshiped. They prayed and they praised. And while they were in the midst of that euphoric prayer and praise, prayer and worship, God Almighty began to do something supernatural in the prison. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you would take time, dedicated time in the midst of your trial, dedicated time in the midst of this crisis, dedicated time in the season, in this season of tribulation, and focus on prayer, focus on worship, worshiping the Christ that is seated at the right hand of majesty, ever living to make intercession. So he is not asking you, beloved, to do something that he is not actively doing himself. The book of Revelation tells us his activity at the right hand of majesty is making intercession for the saints. So he's interceding, and you should also be interceding. Don't just pray for your situation, your four and no more. No, intercede. Pray on the behalf of individuals you know who are struggling, whose faith are weakening, individuals who may be backslidden, individuals who don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sin. Pray, glory to God, that they would open up their hearts and receive the salvation, receive the anointing of the Spirit that will help them to overcome. So worship and prayer, the dynamic duo, will help us in the most difficult crisis. But you must be proactive and not reactive. In other words, don't wait until the crisis hits to worship. Don't wait until the crisis hits to pray. You must maintain both postures constantly, continually. Luke 18 and 1. Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. At some point in all of our lives, we will receive tragic news that will shock us. But the power of God's Holy Spirit that is built up in us through prayer will help us to stand and not to faint. This is one of the purposes of God giving us His Spirit. There are so many, but one of them is to make intercession for us, intercession through us, as Paul wrote under the unction of the Spirit, for we know not what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit, the Ruach himself, maketh intercession. I mean, God is such an amazing God, such a loving, kind, and merciful God. He gives us the measure of faith that we need. He gives us the Spirit of intercession. He is the teacher, the guide, the comforter, the Spirit of truth, that paracleton, the helper. None of us should be fainting or going under. But we have to exercise that discipline. We have to exercise the focus, ladies and gentlemen. Because when we're in tune to God's Spirit, we tap into the thoughts and we learn fully the plans that He has for us. We can feel the shalom, the peace. It will facilitate the prosperity that we need. But if we're going to just, you know, kind of go through the motion saying, woe is me, you know, why did God allow this to happen to me? No, that's not how people of faith speak. That's not how we think. No. Glory to God. We think like overcomers. We think like people who are victorious. And we speak like that. So that power of the Holy Ghost that's built up in us, glory to God, And the fact that we're praying without ceasing. We're praying, glory to God, continually, profusely, prolifically. That's going to help us to stand and not to faint in the time of crisis. And also, again, to help others. None of us are exempt. Let me just say this. You may be in a situation right now where you're feeling isolated. You're feeling lonely. You're feeling completely overwhelmed. Well, you know what? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Let me explain something to you. None of us, again, are exempt. Listen, the greatest of the preachers, they're not exempt. No matter what their titles, no matter the degrees that they have, no matter the wealth, none of us are exempt. The Lord told us that in this life we will have tribulation, but he has already overcome. And he's given us even the faith that helps us to overcome. I'm speaking right now to overcomers. Individuals who refuse to throw in the towel in the time of crisis. As I am ministering to you right now on this awesome program, the Ask Dr. Turner program. I received shocking news just a few days ago, beloved, of the death of my precious mother. I'm leaving for Orlando today to fly to New York City to join my siblings to lay her to rest. One of the greatest challenges that an individual will face is the loss of the mother that conceived, carried, and birthed them. My brother-in-law, Ian, who I will be staying with overnight in Orlando, was hit with a stroke several months ago and is going through rehab now to get back to a place and state of normalcy. And I say to him, as I say to everyone else listening, these things that we're going through, they do not negate the thoughts and the plans that God has for us. Thoughts of peace, not of a disaster, to give us a hope and a future, to give us an expected end. When my wife and I get to New York City, we're going to see our son who had an aneurysm right at the start of the pandemic. He has had about 4 operations. Then they found blood clots in his leg, and one of his leg was in such horrible condition, they had to amputate it. And the leg that they amputated was the opposite leg of the one that was messed up with the stroke. He has been in the hospital in rehab for almost 9 months. At one point, the hospital in New York where he was so overcrowded, they had him on a floor where he was the only non-COVID-19 patient. And at the time, all we could do was encourage him by the phone. In the midst of all of that, I, just like you, in the midst of your crisis, what you're dealing with, we must focus on God's thoughts and God's plans to prosper us. We cannot unravel in the problem like we don't know who our God is. We must stand on the fact that God's plan is to give us a hope and a future. In other words, beloved, God has a plan for your life, and it is a great plan because God does not traffic in plans that are mediocre. So I would be remiss if I did not reiterate this. None of us will be exempt from the trials, from the afflictions. The Bible tells us that the afflictions of the righteous will be many, so we should not be surprised if we've been reading and listening to the word of God through the Bible. But it does say the Lord, our God, will deliver us out of them all. Don't throw in the towel when deliverance is coming. Whatever you and your family are dealing with right now, know that God Almighty is a deliverer. God Almighty is a healer. God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, he is a restorer. Yes, he is. In Ephesians 6, again, where Paul listed out the components, the parts of the believer's armor. In verse 18, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. You know, prayer there means praise and worship. And then supplication is bringing your request, making your request known unto God. So he's saying praying always. There is that constancy in prayer again, because that connection through prayer, prayer that is led by God's Holy Spirit now, helps us to be able to understand the thoughts, what is on the mind of God. It reveals, glory to God, the plan of God. It brings clarity and understanding. That's why instead of spending an inordinate amount of time worrying, not that we're diminishing now the egregious nature of the problem. No, we're not doing that. We understand that the problem, the situation, the trial is very serious. What I am saying is it cannot annul, it cannot undo the thoughts and the plans that God has for you. It cannot weaken the word, the potency of God's promises, his precepts, and his principles for your life. Praying, beloved, always with all what? Prayer, worship, praise, and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So you're not just lifting up a request for yourself. You're lifting up a request for others who are in need. Let me conclude with this. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-20. Pray without ceasing. There is that constancy now, that posture of continual prayer. Then Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Then he says, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Your prayer should not only be a prayer of pleading with God to get you out of the situation. Don't limit prayer to that. In the midst of the prayer of faith, you thank God in advance for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will continue to do. Quench not the Spirit, because he, the Holy Spirit, is the one who teaches you to pray effectively and to pray without ceasing. Despise not prophesying, because you should pray with an expectation, again, that God will answer you prophetically with the proper instructions that you need. And remember, beloved, God's plan is to prosper you. It is a plan for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Once again, I thank you for taking the time to join the broadcast. Remember, the teachings are divinely designed by Holy Spirit with you, our listener, in mind. Again, I would be remiss in not saying, if you're struggling in this chaotic season of crisis, if you're feeling lonely and depressed, do not allow the enemy to isolate you and begin to speak things that are wicked and evil into your mind, into your heart. If you need someone to minister to you, if you need someone to connect with you in prayer, to pray for you, call our prayer line now. One of our dedicated intercessors is waiting to take your call. This is what we do. This is why we say the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast is designed with you and yours in mind. This is what we're all about. Ministering to the needs of God's people. Ministering to you, not only in word, but also in deed. Call the prayer line now. 904-765-7600. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.